Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the 12th parak of Masach Shabbos, and Bez Hashem, today we're also going to begin the 13th parak of Masach Shabbos. So we are up to Parak Yud Beis Mishnah Vav. Now, in Mishnah Dalet, we started to discuss the Malacha of Kosev, and we said that if a person writes two letters, Behel Mechad, with one period of forgetfulness, that it is Shabbos, then he's going to be Chayiv. So the Mishnah has a Machlokas about a person who wrote each letter during a different Helim, during a different period of time where he forgot that it was Shabbos, meaning he forgets that it's Shabbos and he writes one letter, then he remembers that it's Shabbos, then he forgets that it's Shabbos again, and he writes another letter. So if a person writes two letters, but they are in two separate periods of forgetfulness, or let's say a person writes one letter in the morning and then another letter way later in the day, in the afternoon, so there was enough time in between writing each letter to have remembered that it was Shabbos. So in this case, it's not shtei halemos, it's that it's ki'ilu, it's shtei halemos. So as the Bartzura points out, kiven da havale shuhus bin a time kidei leida, havale kishtei halemos. That since you had plenty of time to know, enough time in between to know, it's as if it's two halemos. So Gamliel mechayev, Gamliel says that a person is going to be chayev, because the Helim doesn't end until you actually become aware that you did an entire Malacha. So if you remember that it was Shabbos after writing one letter, you didn't become aware of any Malacha that you had done, because you had only written one letter. You hadn't yet done a Malacha. Meaning if you write Shtei Osios, and then you realize that it's Shabbos, and then you forget again and you write another Shtei Osios, then you're going to be Chayv twice, because in the moment of awareness, you realize that you have done a Malacha. But if you wrote one letter, and then you realize that it's Shabbos, so you don't even have an awareness that you have done a Malacha. But v'cham potun, v'cham say that you're pater, because in order for something to be a helim, in order for it to be a forgetting that it is Shabbos, you don't need to have been made aware, meaning in order for the helim to end, you don't need to have been made aware that you have done a whole Malacha. You just have to be made aware that you did something. So if you did a chatzi shir of a Malacha, you wrote one letter, that's still considered a helim, and therefore that Malacha that you did of writing two letters was in Shtei Ha'alemos, and that's why you are Pater. Now we move on to the 13th Parak of Masech Shabbos, Parak Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So now we're continuing to discuss various Malachos and what the minimum shear of violation of these Malachos are. So now we're going to get on to the Malach of Oreg, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ha'oreg Shlosha Chutin Betchila. If a person weaves three threads to start weaving a new baguette, meaning over here, the threads don't mean like regular individual threads, it means the long weft threads which are passed from one side of the loom to the other, and each pass is called a thread because it creates a new line in the cloth that's being woven. So if you do three passes of the thread through the threads going in the other direction, the echer ala arig, or you add even a single thread to a cloth that's already woven, so either you start off a cloth with three passes through, or you have a cloth that's already woven and you add one, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So meaning you're chayiv for weaving only if what you created is going to be a davar shel kayama, it's going to stay in place, and in order for a garment to get started and to stay in place, you have to have at least three passes through. But once you've already have a garment there, then even one pass through is going to stay in place. It's going to be a davar shel kayama. But for chachamim omrim, bein betchila bein besof shiro shnei chutin, that it's not three, it's not one. Whether you're starting off a baguette or whether you have an existing baguette that you're adding to, the shear is always going to be shnei chutin. The shear is always going to be two threads and not three threads, because the chachamim hold that that's the shear of the malacha of oreg. So it has nothing to do with whether it's going to be shel kayama. Adding one thread is not the shear, and three threads is not necessary in order to create the shear of the malach of oreg. So to review what we learned today, in Parak Yud Beis Mishnah Vav, we said that if a person writes two letters in two periods of forgetfulness, Or he writes a letter, and then there was a lot of time that passes, and then he writes a second letter. That's ki'ilu, he wrote in two periods of forgetfulness. So in Machlokas, Rav Gamliel says that you're going to be chayiv, because it's considered all one period of forgetfulness, because remembering in between is not realizing, is not akin to realizing that you have done a malacha, since you only realize that you wrote os achas, whereas the chamsa, your pater, that it is akin to realizing that you did a malacha. And then in Parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, what the shear of the malacha of Oreg is, where Rabbi Eliezer says when you're starting a beged, it's three passes through of the thread, and when you're continuing a beged, it's one. And the Chacham say, whether you're starting, whether you're continuing, it's always going to be two passes through of the thread. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in the 13th parak of Maseches Shabbos.